Well, it's been a busy week, lots going on, so let's get started right now. Well, of course, there's been a lot going on in Washington, especially with Congress and the health care vote, which was taken off the table late Friday. And if you noticed this past week, there was very little reaction of any kind in the stock market to all of this drama, this passion play that's been playing out in Congress. And the reason is because the overall stock market has never really cared about health care. There's no evidence anywhere that the stock market as a whole is preoccupied with the subject of health care. Now, certainly there are individual companies within the healthcare sector that may or may not have volatility connected to the issue, but we're talking here about the S&P 500 as a whole. And there's never been any evidence that investors in Wall Street would lose sleep over the issue of healthcare policy. And besides that, the healthcare policy that we've had for the past 6 years, known popularly as Obamacare, remains in place. There's no change. So amidst the sound and the fury of the past week, and there was plenty of that, nothing changed. Therefore, it was not a big issue with reference to the stock market when it was taken off the table, and conditions remained as they've been for the past 6 years, unchanged. What does the stock market care about? The stock market cares about corporate profits, the growth of corporate profits in particular over time. Therefore, the stock market is focused on tax policy. Tax policy is the key to the investment concerns of investors. It's even more important than infrastructure, and I'll tell you why. It's a very easy case to make. It's a very simple case to make. When they talk about infrastructure in Washington, they talk about the possibility of $1 trillion over 10 years. That's an average of about $100 billion a year. Ask yourself this. In a $16 trillion economy, does $100 billion, even if it were to happen, does it move the needle? And the answer is clearly not very much. Not very much at all. Therefore, although there's a lot of sound and fury about the possibility of infrastructure spending, the fact is, in a $16 trillion economy, if you average incremental infrastructure spending of $100 billion a year, it's going to be very, very hard to move the needle in any meaningful way. Well, we're back to tax policy. And that is something investors do care about. Because if you reduce the corporate tax rate, you increase bottom line profits when that goes into effect. For example, we hear talk out of Washington now that the objective is to reform tax policy by the end of summer. Now, whether or not that happens remains to be seen. And at the glacial pace that we're seeing change so far, which is, for example, no change in the health care law, at the glacial pace things are moving in terms of change, it remains to be seen whether tax policy will be changed by the end of summer. It also remains to be seen when it would take effect. Would it take effect next year? Would it take effect July 1st? Would it take effect retroactive to January 1st, 2017? We don't know. The other thing we don't know is, how is this going to be done in a revenue-neutral manner? Because the only way it can go to the Senate And if you think getting something past the House is difficult, wait till you try to get it through the Senate with 60 votes. 60 votes is important because in order for a tax reform package to get through the Senate with 60 votes, it's going to have to be acceptable to at least 8 members of the other party, even assuming a unified vote on the GOP side, on the controlling side of the Senate. It has to be revenue neutral, though. It has to be revenue neutral, or it's going to cause problems, certainly in the House, with the House Freedom Caucus having no interest in increasing the deficit, and obviously in the Senate, where for a 60-vote threshold, you're going to need help, bipartisan help. So this could be very, very challenging, very complicated, this issue of tax reform. There's another factor here. If we had seen a change in the health care law, as was generally expected, because we've heard 6 years of rhetoric aimed at changing the health care law, but when it came time to vote, it never happened. Because it didn't happen, there are questions as to how much the corporate tax rate can come down. The goal had been to take it to 20. That may still be the goal, but it may be harder to get it to 20 because of the fact that no savings resulted because nothing was done to the health care law, the existing health care law. So here we have it. There were no savings because the health care law was not reformed. And now everything comes down on tax reform, and to make it revenue neutral, deductions have to be eliminated. There is no other way to make it revenue neutral unless an enormous tax increase is adopted on imports. There's been a discussion of a border tax on imports of 20%. Well, if there's a border tax on imports and you buy imports, if you buy anything that's imported, that could mean you would pay 20% more, a 20% border tax on your imported purchase. If you buy an imported automobile and the company that makes it has to pay 20% at the border, they have two choices when it comes to you making the purchase. They can either make you pay the freight, the 20%, or they can suffer on the bottom line by reducing their profit margin. There are many products that would be put out of business with a 20% border tax because there'd be no profit left. Lower margin imported products in particular. So this may be very challenging. The president so far has not shown a lot of enthusiasm for a border tax. There are those in Congress that are more enthusiastic about a border tax. No matter what any politician says to you, a 20% increase in the price of an imported product, a lot of that, if not all of that, is coming out of your wallet. That's a tax increase on you. And the reason this is important is this is where the revenue is. In other words, in order to make a tax cut on corporations revenue neutral, there has to be new money coming from someplace. That someplace is a border tax. Can a border tax pass the House and the Senate? Ask yourself that after what you saw on Friday. Can a border tax pass the House and or the Senate? When you examine why the health care reform collapsed on Friday, you see that there were two factions that killed it. Now, these were all in the GOP because there were no Democrats voting for this change. They were happy with what they have. They want to reform Obamacare. They don't want to repeal it on the Democrat side, so they were not going to participate in a repeal. On the Republican side, you had two factions that killed the bill within the party. You had the House Freedom Caucus. The House Freedom Caucus would like to see as little government involvement as possible with health care. And they thought that the bill presented was way, way, way too liberal. Too much government involvement. Too much like Obamacare, they said. The other faction that was against it was the so-called moderate contingent of the party in the House. They said it was taking too many benefits away from their constituents. They couldn't go back home with this bill. So it was losing votes from the House Freedom Caucus, the most conservative wing of the House, and it was losing votes from the moderate GOP members because they considered to be too strict. So there you have it. So we ask ourselves, how is tax policy going to change, starting with the House, and then, of course, the Senate? How is it going to happen? Will it be easy? Probably not. Will it be challenging? Most definitely. And then there's the question, since there were no savings from health care because nothing changed, the question of how much of a corporate rate reduction is possible. Well, nobody knows the answer to this, but right now I would say 22 to 30% is a range of targets for a lower corporate tax rate. Right now it's 35. The effective rate is around 26, 27. It's the rate you actually pay on all of your taxable corporate income. That's around 26, 27%. And I would say that the range of potential for a corporate tax cut, if we get one, is 22 to 30%, depending on whether or not they can get through a border tax. If they get a border tax through, and of course you'll pay for that, then they'll shoot for the lower end of that target. In the absence of a border tax, they're going to have to struggle to get the number down much. So that's what we're looking at here. And of course, one of the ways that is on the table to help pay for this corporate tax cut, in addition to the border tax idea, which is incredibly controversial, is eliminating tax deductions. You probably know the drill on this. We'll talk more about it on the program. There are a number of very, very popular income tax deductions that create a lot of lost revenue for Uncle Sam. Employer-paid health care is at the top of the list. That costs the government $143 billion a year. The mortgage interest deduction on owner-occupied properties costs the government $77 billion a year. Deduction of state and local taxes costs the government $65 billion a year. Add those up. You're close to $300 billion a year on those three alone. So there is a big revenue source by eliminating deductions. They're talking about it, and they will continue to do so.